Hi, my name is Aditya Sharma. I am a PM on the Azure Stack team, and in these set of videos, I am teaching you how to offer services to your tenants. In this particular video, I am going to talk about offers. Offers are groups of one or more plans that providers present to tenants to purchase or subscribe to. This video will show you how to create an offer that includes a plan that you've already created before. So let's get started here. I'm here on my portal, and to create a new offer, I click on New, Tenant Offers and Plans. I go to Offer, and as we saw with the plan, we have a couple of naming options here. The resource name is the name that the admin sees, so let's just call it My First Offer. And the display name is the name for your tenants. So we can call it offer for Bob, or you could keep them the same, it doesn't matter. For the resource group, let's just use our existing resource group that we created for the plan. And now is the time to select our base plans. We created a plan before, we're just pretty much going to use the same. Select that. If you have any add-on plans that you want to attach to this, you can go ahead and do that right here. And once you've selected everything, you can just hit create. And that will start your deployment. And it shouldn't take long for it to successfully deploy. Once your offer is deployed, there's one more thing that you need to take care of before you can start using it. So let's head back to offers. Select the offer that we just created. This will show up a bunch of settings that you can change for this particular offer, but the one that we're concerned with is the change state option. Now, as you can see, this offer right now is in the private mode. That means that your tenants cannot see it. The private mode is useful when drafting the plan or offer, or if the service admin wants to approve every subscription. There's another mode here called decommissioned. The service admin can use this to close a particular offer to new subscribers. This would prevent future subscriptions but will leave the current subscribers untouched. For now, let's just select public and you're good to go.